Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of the Axel Me Training Call Series. What a fantastic call we've got lined up for you tonight. And the reason it's fantastic is because we have our featured guest speaker tonight, none other than Team Elite Executive John Sexsmith. We have a number of new callers on the line tonight, as we usually do every week. And I really want to share with you folks, in particular, John's background. John's background is quite amazing. In fact, he and his wife, Giselle, have created a virtual dynasty with their business, with Nu Skin. They have a global footprint, quite literally, that encompasses many, many thousands of entrepreneurs and product users around the world who are so important to the business of John and Giselle, but also important to demonstrate that there are so many thousands and thousands of users of these products and entrepreneurs who are building businesses around the world in their own respects. But John is the leader. He is the founder of Axel Me, and he certainly is a self-taught entrepreneur who, quite frankly, achieved financial success by the age of 42. He is a prolific reader. If you know anything about John, you know that he reads voraciously, and he reads only the best, most positive input that he could put into his brain. But he's also an author. He and his wife, Giselle, authored the book Networking, The Natural Extension of You, which you can find at axelme.com and at Amazon and on iTunes. And as part of his business, John has literally traveled all over the world. He's had the dream of total prosperity, and what he says about that is prosperity is the ability to do what you want, when you want, where you want, and with whom you want. Now, prosperity doesn't come free, and John recognizes that the price tag of prosperity is to do what you must do. In other words, you've got to do what you need to do to get into the position to do what you want to do. John has a saying that he's often heard to say, and that is, if I can do this, anyone can do this. He really means that. He has no doubt whatsoever that anyone can do this business and achieve great levels of success if they're willing to work. It hasn't always been easy for John. He's faced quite a few adversities in his own life, but he says that the first step to his success was failure. Without question, he was extremely happy to get that little detail out of the way, but he believes that he can win over any adversity because he knows that in each adversity, there's a seed of equal or greater benefit, something that we all can learn from without question. You see, John has never forgotten where he came from. He owns the principle, if it is to be, it's up to me. John Sexsmith has been with the business some 32 years. He has earned in excess of $20 million with his Nu Skin business. And he is recognized around the world as a leader, a mentor, a coach, and an expert in the industry of networking. And we are so lucky, pleased, and proud to have him with us for the next 30 minutes or so to share with us his thoughts about a really amazing topic, and that is, it's a winner-takes-all environment. So I can't wait to hear what John has to say about that, but I want to bring on board our featured guest speaker, John Sexsmith. Welcome, John.
thank you, Dan. Man, oh, man, we are in very interesting times, are we not?
We are indeed.
And it's so fascinating. We spent many, many hours at the company this week with a group of friends, folks that are participating in the business. And it's one of the comments from an executive that was with us, meeting people like Ryan and Rich Wood, and meeting Tyler Whitehead and Kathy Schultz and Joe Chang and a variety of other of the executives. And his comment was, He works in the banking industry, and he works with a bank, and he was so impressed with the mission and the values of the company, and he basically said every executive that we met, and now I'm covering corporate executive, not executives in the business, but every corporate executive, from Joe Chang to Mark Bartlett to Ryan, he says they all totally understand and get the mission. So I work in a bank. And if you talk to the president of the bank, and I don't know how many people, hundreds, it's a large, it's a not a major bank, but it's a relatively, you know, good-sized bank, very successful. And he says, nobody would tell you the same thing about their mission or their values or what their purpose is. It would be very different. So he says, walking away from here and seeing that the unity and the vision of the company compared to the vision of the company he works for and with, he said, it's totally amazing. One perspective, you know, and why winner takes all, and I want to get into that in some detail, but it's going to take more time, is the company's 33 years old. And most companies die in the first 10 years. And so what the founders did with Nu Skin and why we can win and be a singularity, if you will, is the entire company was built with the mindset of innovation. It was built with the mindset of expanding worldwide, internationally, and the company is perfectly suited for not just direct selling, but the future of commerce in general. See, e-commerce, and we all know this, you look back into the 90s, it was transformational at the time, but what it did is it set the stage for what's going on today, and it's called social selling. We see disruption going on everywhere. We see Amazon killing retail, right? So from a retail standpoint, you know, what they're missing is they're trying to engage customers. That's a key component, right? And they're really trying to do it. They're working in it. But they don't have that personal recommendation, personal referrals, which is the most powerful thing for somebody to make a purchase. So why can we become, you know, a major player, dominant player in our categories, which includes the gig economy, is because they are connecting all the social selling with technology to the basics of our business. And the company is spending a lot of money optimizing platforms and programs, and they're making sure they're providing the right products, and they're optimizing everything for the future. We know that this company, because it's the platform is innovation, that it will be ever-changing as the world is ever-changing. But think about it for a minute. It's innovation. Now, they've got the back end, and believe me, they're going through the changes like every other company out there. And they're building the back end so they can provide better service to you, to me. You know, they understand, and for example, they have a tool that they're working with and they're coming out with in the future. And it's a company called Sprinklr. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. I only heard about it once or twice, but it's only 2 years old. And what it does, it's able to watch and profile the top tech 10 topics that you and your friends are talking about. It could be health, it could be fitness, it could be beauty, it could be, you know, whatever it is that you're talking about. But this company, Sprinklr, it's a listening tool, right? And so instead of you going out and saying, hey, you know, I'm going to post something in social selling and it's going to be about fitness. But it turns out those 10 people, those 10 topics that people are interested in, maybe they're not interested in that, right? Maybe they're interested in moms working from home, right? So it's going to identify what's happening, and then the company is going to make available to you content that you can provide to the people that you're posting to. And it's being beta tested, it's 12 months old, but, you know, we've got all kinds of advantages. The biggest one is that because the company is based on innovation, they're open and they're willing to move forward. what they're focusing on today in terms of how we can participate in the larger movement is the gig economy. The millennial movement, right now, it's about 30% are participating in the gig economy. In 10 years, it's predicted 50%. That means one of every two people in the country and countries are going to be looking for a gig. They're going to look for opportunity. And because we have unparalleled products, right, with 79 scientists, I mean, it's kind of interesting that the commitment to make innovation exclusive and exclusive to Nu Skin only, right? So they're taking all the innovation. Right now we have some products that are pretty expensive, and we have products that are, you know, impulse buy. Nobody cares about $20. They don't have somebody doesn't have to check with their wife or their husband to spend $20. But when we look at some of our other products, you know, the dollars are a little higher. So what they're doing is they're taking innovation to make products affordable. Our unique selling position, what is it? I mean, how do we differentiate the company? You know, how do we stack up against competitors? You know, so when we talk to people, our innovation, Nu Skin's innovation, exceeds every company in every way, right? And what the interesting thing is for all of us on the phone tonight is you can build a business that's generational. Giselle and I have. We're moving it on with the kids, right? And because of where the company is today in this changing world, you know, well, the company's open to bigger opportunities. We can all build an asset that lasts long term. Most companies, and I know from my research and my reading, they just get tired. They stop innovating. But when you take a look at the differentiator that the company has, it's in the DNA. It's built on innovation. Innovation is built into the DNA of the company. Another differentiator, of course, is leadership, you know. And, you know, many people come into the business, they're not interested in leadership. They want to make 100 this month. Maybe they're going on vacation next month, but they want to make 1,500. Our differentiator is that leadership's add value to people. Leadership is all about empowerment. We empower people, and we do well by doing good. So the company's position is, how to enable entrepreneurs to be entrepreneurs and provide an environment, you know, to build in. So we have 34 years of opportunity, of a business, 33, I guess it is, and we're just at the beginning. We're just at the very, very beginning. The foundation that sits below this, so how can we become, you know, the dominant player like Amazon is, or YouTube is in video. search engines, of course, is Google. How do we become a dominant player? Well, if you look at the landscape of what's happening in terms of Utah is basically becoming a technology area. Many companies are moving to Utah. You know, it's there's three or four companies over the last probably 10 years that have grown to over a billion. And one of the big reasons is Utah in general, because Provo is located in Utah, so I wanted to put this perspective out. You know, it's the center of technical ability. It's filled with young people. There's 30,000 at BYU. There's 35,000 at University of Utah. There's all kinds of them. And so many of them are graduating with STEM degrees, which is science, technology, engineering, math. That's the foundation for the future. They're young, they're innovative, they're thinking. So New Skin has the ability to reach out and talk and capture these individuals. The reason is this university's here. So New Skin utilizes all those resources, all those university STEM grads. You know, so for the company to grow large in the future, it has to be a technology company. Any company that's not in not becoming a technology company is not going to make it. Utah, I guess you could call it the minor league of tech giants, right? The minor league. It's kind of like the Silicon Valley of the West, but it's in the minor league. Technology means Amazon can take over the world. It's easier to buy on Amazon. We had a meeting with Craig Bryson, and he said that you know, he has a place in Paris. And rather than go shopping in Paris, which is time-consuming, very challenging, he said it's easier to buy on Amazon here and then ship it to Paris, right? And we take a look at what Amazon is doing. They're taking on food. They have the ability to destroy all retail. They're going to be a big winner, right? Facebook dominates social media. Search is Google. YouTube is video. What we're in is an environment where winner takes all. Can that exist in our business? Not limited to direct selling, but can we offer the opportunity broadly to not only direct selling, but also to offer opportunities? We're moving into an environment really and truly where winner takes all. We're headed that way. One company will no doubt, in my opinion, I believe it will dominate. So who has the ability to dominate? Who has that force to be a winner? Provo, New Skin. They have access to young labor. That's where all the ideas and that's where expansion comes from. Does New Skin have the ability to be, you know, the singularity, if you will? Absolutely. The basic elements are in place. They've been around for 33 years. And right now, guess what the most dynamic market in the world is? USA. They've reinvented themselves. So it's right here in the USA, year over year, we're 135% up in terms of sponsoring executiveship. Young people are driving the business. It's absolutely incredible. Of course, people who are, over 65, in their 50s. Absolutely, they can sponsor young people, but people are coming in who are very young, which means the opportunity is virtually available to everyone, and everyone is available to you as an opportunity. The pool of distributors and customers have grown exponentially. The pool of sponsorship has grown exponentially. The company is growing. The amazing thing is the people are growing are across the board, 18 years old, 20 years old. I mean, we see, you know, the 45-year-olds, the 25 to 34, the 18 to 24. And the amazing thing is people in their 50s are having incredible success. Why? Sponsoring younger people. The heart of growth is a younger dynamic. The pool of potential individuals that want to either get involved in the gig economy, make part-time money, or become, you know, participate in the larger picture, you know, the pool of potential people is as large as it's ever going to get. The transition, the company is making a transition so they can literally be the biggest in the world. Now, we have the ability. Why do we say that? Because the oldest market in the world, the USA, is currently the most dynamic. What does Nuken have that can allow it to be the winner? It's geography. It's in our favor. This is a tech center. It's a tech hub. The people that are graduating from the universities, there's a great story about this. They speak pretty much every language in the world. And when they brought the Olympics here back in 2002, I think it was, you know, they said to the Olympic company, you know, one of the selling points was languages. They have people that can speak to, you know, anybody in any language. So they said, okay, they picked some small company somewhere, country somewhere, and they said, prove it to us. Those people never even came to the Olympics, but it didn't take them long. They went and found some students that could talk that language. They literally speak every, you know, language in the world. So it's the oldest market. It's the most dynamic. We have the geographic in our favor. We have young labor. We have the technology advantage. And if you think about it and you can start to compare it, we take a look at, for example, Walmart. Can Walmart be a winner? They're struggling. Nobody really knows, but guess what? They're rural. You know, they're in Arkansas somewhere. And they don't really think, and I don't believe they can think in modern terms. Nuken is a new company. This is a new company that's being built. It's a different perspective, and the company understands what's taking place. They're really, really onto it. And spending time with Ryan and Richwood and these various folks, it's unbelievable. What is the key to you, right? What is the key to you? You can own your own network. It's all about communication and relationships, right? The company used to take 2 years to bring a new product to market. Now they're bringing a new product to market every 6 months. So you could have somebody come in and participate in the gig economy, and let's say they sell whatever it happens to be to, and they go, yeah, I'm kind of tired of this. I don't want to do it anymore. I feel like I've exhausted it. And they can sit still for 2-3 months, but within a total of a 5-6 month period, the company's going to introduce a new product. So today we're in a brand new world. I want to talk a little bit about what's going on with this convention. So you should all be really, really excited in terms of the live event. You know, we have a lot of people that have come in Europe and they're going home Saturday, but guess what? They're going to see the entire convention. So I'm going to put Giselle on for a minute and she's going to tell you, you know, some information about this.
A lot of you are coming to Utah and I'm going to see you here, but I am so excited that we sat down and we learned how that everybody can tune in to the event. So some of the things that you need to know is how to access the live event. And the first thing you need to do is you need to register for it. And if for whatever reason your ID number doesn't work, you just need to fix it now. Don't wait until Wednesday because it will be a little bit too late. So try to register now, and you go to the website for the company where it says live, and then you enter to register. You enter your ID number, and then you put your email address, and then you instantly get in. And then that's where you see all the news that they're releasing for live. You will be able to see live the concert from Maroon 5. You're going to see the Okay, hold on.
It'll be available for 48 hours.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah. If you're in different time zones and you're sound asleep in, let's say, Europe, when Maroon 5 is playing, they're going to have it available for 48 hours so you can watch it.
That's the concert. Now, there's going to be general sessions. The general sessions are going to be live, and those are not going to go away in 48 hours.
Right.
Those ones are going to stay. Then there's going to be workshops, and those workshops are not going to go live.
For a week.
For 1 week. They have to review them, and then a week from Saturday, from Friday, they will release them all, and they will be available. So this is going to be very exciting. It's the first time that we're going to be able to have the opportunity to have a party at our house and bring Maroon 5 in. We're going to be able to have our New Skin associates come have over a coffee, over a glass of champagne, over whatever you want to do, and watch Rich Wood, Ryan Napierski, the founders. This is so exciting because the founders will talk about the DNA of how New Skin was started. But that DNA has run and been part vibrant of the last 33 years of existence of the company. And what you'll see is how Rich Wood and Ryan Napierski's vision of this foundation is going to take us to, oh my gosh, today I had goosebumps listening to Ryan talk about how he's going to present during this week at LIFE. And we are in the right place at the right time. The one thing that I can tell you is that this digital revolution did not wipe out NUS. In the contrary, it is fueling it in a way that NUS is going to grow like we've never seen it in the past. It is so exciting. The vision of seeing, John, talk about this vision, the platform, the innovation with the
technology
and with the product technology, both science behind the product, and we have a very bright future. But I'm super excited about LIFE. Those of you that are going to come to Utah, we will see you here, and safe travels. It's a very good time. Thank you.
Exciting, exciting, exciting times. When you walk into the company, you can actually feel the excitement. We went down to, they've got a little restaurant called The Spoon, and then they have the other place, which is the bistro. So I went down there, and I got a shake today. And the lady behind the counter, what a sweet lady. She goes, oh, my goodness, we are so excited. There's an employee of the company, you know, who's basically making shakes and sandwiches and serving people. And she goes, we're so excited about this live. We're so excited about the event. You know, so it's all over the company. You walk in there, you just feel the energy. And it was very, very nice for all that to happen. So, Dan? It went a little. I think we're timely, aren't we? Yeah,
we are indeed. What a great call, John and Giselle. A cameo appearance by Giselle Sexsmith. Everyone, that was fantastic. You know, everyone's going to want to stay tuned to AxelMe.com and also the AxelMe Facebook page because next Thursday, October 12th, we'll be right in the middle of the convention at 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be planning on having a live stream from the AxelMe team, and certainly that's going to be a great way for those around the world to hear about what's happening in addition to the live stream that's going to be happening from the convention itself. So there's so much to be excited about. We can't wait to see you, John and Giselle, and certainly want to thank you for your time. You know, folks, John mentioned a couple names during the course of this call, actually several, but there are two in particular that you might want to take a note of. He mentioned Joe Chang. Joe, for those of you who are very new, is the chief scientific officer at the company. He's also the executive vice president of product development. Dr. Chang and I had a nice conversation on this AxelMe call a week ago, so you can listen to that call at axelme.com in the archive section. And John also mentioned Dr. Mark Bartlett, one of the top scientists on the Pharmanex, the nutritional side of the company, who works directly under Dr. Chang. Dr. Bartlett and I also had a great conversation a few weeks ago as well, also at axelme.com. So you get a little flavor for what the product development side is by listening to those calls, but you'll also, by all means, if you're not attending the live convention in person, you're also going to want to take advantage of that stream. This is an historic event in so many respects, and we want to make sure everyone takes full advantage of it. And by the way, I noticed that you can pre-order the convention product packages. If you register, make sure you take advantage of that before they run out, which they most likely will.
They are going to run out.
No question about it, and especially that LumiSpa, it's going to go very, very quickly. So there's a lot to be excited about. And John, I can't thank you enough for sharing some time tonight. Any final words before we close the call?
Well, you know, Joe Chang, I mean, he's a wonderful guy. It was so much fun talking to him when we met him. Every time we see him, he's a very caring individual. But just to give you an illustration of how the company is utilizing technology and how the platforms are in place, Joe Chang did a international call to Southeast Asia, you know, and the Asian markets in Korea, etc. Dan, guess how many people listen to him? Take a wild guess.
A couple thousand.
2 million.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
I almost saw it. But that shows you the power of technology, that Joe can sit in the office, no traveling, and he can communicate effectively and simply, and 2 million people could hear him. Kathy Schultz told us that. You know, so
amazing.
when they're building their new apps, and there are more tools, we're not going to get into them, but there's all kinds of tools that will be attached to you directly, so you can determine, you know, your products, you can determine your price, you can have your own, you know, personality there. You can do whatever you like because you are going to be able to own your networks. Right now, it's in beta test, and the signups and the shopping have just gone up straight up. So they're continuing to beta test, and we hope and we think that this new app, it's a new tool that's going to be launched by the end of the year. So they've got multiple things coming out. So I just hope everybody can understand that we're moving into a new era, a new business era, right? And because of the innovation, we're entering probably the most interesting time in the history of the company with the biggest potential, because even Ryan mentioned that this company, they intend. They say it publicly. We're going to grow this company to $10 billion. Well, guess what? They're not even at $3 billion. What does that mean to you? All right, Dan, so that's about it. Fantastic being on the call with you again.
Thanks for being with us, John. John Saxman, Team Lead Executive. Thanks to all of our listeners, and we'll be back again next week coming from Salt Lake City at the live convention. Good night, everyone. Thanks, John. Good night.
Good night.